This podcast is brought to you by Aspire Planning Group, insurance creating a better future for you and your family. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
You're listening to Evenings on FNR, Louise Taffer with Athos Syrianos. And joining us now is the Sydney Morning Herald's journo, Dom Bossy. Dom, thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Dom, it's time to talk transfer news. We heard today that Costa Barbarouses has left Melbourne Victory and is set to find a new destination there in Sydney. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, look, I think it's the transfer season certainly started quite early, probably almost a month early for some. However, Costa Barbarouses looks like he will be playing for Sydney FC for the next 3 years, is my mail. They've secured Costa Barbarouses on a pretty big transfer from Melbourne Victory in terms of what he'll be paid and the length of the contract. He arrives having failed to agree to a new contract extension with Melbourne Victory. So, interesting times ahead. It's certainly going to add a lot of tension to the first Big Blue of next season.
Dom, it's Athos here. And as we know, there aren't too many players that have gone from either club. We know Seb Brolly is the most famous case, and he's always the subject to many jeers and boos when the Victory play them. How do you think Costa Barbarouses will be received from the Victory fans, given that he's won so many pieces of silverware with the club?
Oh, he's got to cop a bit of stick, doesn't he? And to be honest, we want that, I think in Australia, the boos, the jeers that fans get, it's pretty mild compared to anywhere else in the world. It's almost, it doesn't even register in the scale to what happens in Europe and South America. But you want that, you want to have rivalries that are born out of storylines and narratives. And I think this has the potential to go down in history, at least in, the first few decades of the A-League, is a pretty big moment. He leaves Melbourne Victory as their top scorer. He's set to sign, for their fiercest, oldest rivals in Sydney FC, a club that just demolished them 6-1 in a semi-final. It's going to incense the Victory faithful, and I think that he's probably aware of it in making this this move. And I think that there will be a fair few boos come round. I'm not sure what round it will be, but the first Big Blue of the season.
So where does this compare to previous similar transfers? We know Vedran Janjetovic went from Sydney to the Wanderers. Harry Kuehl went from Victory to Melbourne Heart. Matt Miller just went from the Mariners to Newcastle Jets. Is this maybe the most controversial? I don't know if it's controversial, but is this at the top of that list?
Time will tell. I think a lot of these transfers end up being defined by what happens next. And I think if he was to have a pretty successful career with Sydney FC, there's no reason why he couldn't be up there with some of the more memorable and maybe divisive transfers in A-League history, certainly. I think what might bode well for him is that he's a pretty mild-mannered character. He's not the kind of to put his nose out of joint. He doesn't really come out and say anything too inflammatory. I'm guessing he'll be quite respectful against Melbourne Victory. He's the kind of character you can imagine if he does score down there in Melbourne, he probably won't celebrate. Whereas I think there might have been a few others that were pretty quick to. Look, Vedran Janjetovic is certainly a pretty famous one. Let's not forget as well, whilst they were not traditional rivals, Besart Berisha's move from Brisbane to Melbourne caused a lot of conjecture at the time as well.
Why do you think Costa Barbarouses chose not to renew his contract with Melbourne Victory? Do you think it was he simply wanted a new project, or was it because he chose to step away at the same time as Kevin Muscat?
I think that he did want a new challenge. Look, we'll find out a little bit more in the coming days. He's set to be unveiled by Sydney FC, I think, tomorrow. So the answers could come sooner rather than later. And only he knows exactly. I've heard that he wanted a new challenge. Look, this is probably me just guessing a little bit, but the fact that Sydney FC will be competing, or have got a better chance of competing in the Asian Champions League next year than Melbourne Victory do, given the way the playoff system is probably going to work next year for Australian clubs, that might be a motivating factor. But look, that's a big question he's going to have to answer tomorrow.
We're speaking to the Sydney Morning Herald's Dom Bossy on Evenings on FNR, who's all across the Costa Barbarouses transfer news. I tell you what, Barbarouses up front with Adam Lafondra and throw in a returning Trent Bahaja. It's a pretty good attacking lineup for Sydney FC as they look to defend their A-League crown.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's not forget they've got Luke Ivanovic coming through, the youngster who's been quite impressive in the few appearances that he has had already. So that's already it's four good attacking options they've got. I wouldn't be surprised to see if there's one more player they add who could possibly play up front as well.
Well, that's very exciting news. We know Sydney FC, one of the biggest clubs in Australia, and if they're bringing in all this fantastic talent, they're going to be difficult to beat. Dom, we'll shift our attention over to the Western Sydney Wanderers. Of course, many people have their eyes on them. New stadium, they're expected to not only have the fans returning in their full voice, but also on the field to do very well. Is there any transfer news around them? Are they expected to bring in any big players this off-season?
Yeah, my mail is that they are still in the market for a marquee at the right price. However, I believe they may have cooled a little bit on Frank Ribéry. It's still early days in that. He was obviously linked with Western Sydney Wanderers. That could still eventuate. They are on the lookout for a big-name player at the right price, a player that will add some value. They've already made two foreign signings. So, look, they need a big year. And let's be honest, the A-League needs them to have a big year. The new stadium, they've had 3 years of mediocrity. In fact, that's probably being a little bit kind, to be fair. A club like Western Sydney Wanderers should never, ever miss out on the most generous final system in the world.
Mm. And just on that, what kind of expectations are then placed on Marcus Babbel, given all this?
So Marcus Babbel has, he's obviously going to be staying for next season. I think there have been a few mitigating circumstances that the Wanderers hierarchy have been a little bit forgiving about. That's to do with the training facilities, not getting in there early enough. Obviously, their stadium situation is another. He didn't really have a great opportunity to build his squad to some extent. I mean, he still did sign a fair few players. So I think he definitely will be given the another season. But I think there'll be no more excuses after round one. Put it that way.
If they don't get Frank Ribéry on a marquee deal, who else do you think they might be able to get or should get?
Well, they really, really need key players in their final third. They need a good number 10. They need a good number 9. They need a reliable goal scorer. Now, Oriel Riera was that in his first season, but as the Wanderers struggled, so did he in his second year. They need a player who's probably a little bit more consistent than Oriel Riera, but more importantly, they need someone who can provide better service than what the strikers were afforded last year.
Well, Dominic, thank you very much for joining us here on Evenings on FNR. We do look forward to that announcement tomorrow where Costa will be unveiled. Will you be attending that press conference?
Yes, I will be.
Well, we look forward to reading and seeing you there. Thank you very much for joining us here tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys.